Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been studying this week the gifts and callings of God. Yesterday, we talked about the gift of the word of knowledge as listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And today, I want to talk to you about the gift of the word of wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant." God does not want us ignorant of spiritual gifts, nor does he want us to believe that they don't exist today and that they were only in existence at the time of the apostles. God wants his church, the body of Christ throughout the world, to operate in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, we see that God has outlined for us 9 spiritual gifts. And we've been talking this week about what is often referred to as the revelation gifts, which include the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Today we will focus on the word of wisdom. As a definition, I would offer this to you, that the word of wisdom is supernatural revelation of some part of the wisdom of God given to a person. It's a demonstrated revelation from the Holy Spirit of the plans, the purposes, and the will of God. We can find many Old Testament examples of the word of wisdom given to an individual that revealed the plan and the purposes and the will of God and the wisdom of God for a situation, for a day, and for an hour. In Genesis chapter 6, we see probably one of the most outstanding examples in the story of Noah. God revealed his plans and his purposes to Noah regarding the coming flood that was going to cover the whole earth. And he gave Noah specific words of wisdom as to how he and his family would escape the coming destruction. God told him, "Build an ark." Now, Noah didn't know what an ark was. If he gave him instructions to build a boat when they had never seen a boat. So God was revealing things that Noah couldn't possibly have known or understood outside of the supernatural revelation from God. In Exodus chapters 11 and 12, God gave a phenomenal word of wisdom to Moses. God revealed to Moses future plans and also the purposes and the will of God when he told him that a plague of death was about to sweep through the land of Egypt. The purpose was to force Pharaoh to let the children of Israel depart. So the Lord gave wisdom to Pharaoh to have them celebrate the Passover, put the blood on their doorposts so that the death angel would pass by the homes that had the blood on the door. We know that that's a prophetic type or foreshadowing of the death and the blood shed by Christ Jesus on the cross, and that how God will cover those who have given their lives to Christ, and that that blood represents God's sacrifice through Jesus for us, and that how literally we are spared death, spiritual death, through that application of the blood of Jesus over our lives when we're born again into his family. But it is also a very direct picture for us of how the word of wisdom operates. God gave Moses supernatural revelation about God's plans and his purposes and the will of God and the wisdom on how to flow with God's specific will at that moment. God was trying to deliver Israel, but at the same time, he was sending a plague of death that would go out throughout the land of Egypt. Moses needed wisdom how to deal with that so that they could be spared that same death that was going to come to the firstborn of everyone from Pharaoh's household to everyone in the land of Egypt, with the exception of the Israelites. And that word of wisdom to put blood on their doorposts spared them and was a direct revelation from God about God's will. If we move to the New Testament, we can also find many examples of this spiritual gift of the word of wisdom in operation. In Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16, and then verse 34 as well, we see that through a vision, the Apostle Peter was given a word of wisdom regarding God's will for both his own personal ministry and the New Testament church's future direction when he revealed to Peter that the Gentiles were going to be included in receiving the gospel. In this vision which Peter received, he saw a tremendous amount of unclean animals come down from heaven in a white sheet. And this vision came to him several times, and the Lord's voice came and said, "Peter, kill and eat." This eventually was taken back up into heaven, and Peter was pondering what the meaning of this vision was. He got a revelation that God was saying that the Gentiles who had been formerly referred to as unclean were not to be considered unclean by Peter, by the Jews who are now converted to the Messiah, Jesus. And indeed, it gave revelation of God's purposes, that the Gentiles were to be included. It gave revelation of God's plans and of the will of God. In Matthew chapter 2, we see another outstanding example of the gift of the word of wisdom. This was given through a dream. An angel appeared to Joseph, giving him a word of knowledge, first of all, that Herod was in the process of seeking to destroy the child Jesus. Now, Joseph had no way of knowing that. He was a simple man, a carpenter by trade, and he was not privy to the conversations that might be going on in the palace of Herod. But this word of knowledge, which is a revelation of knowledge or information that the person could not have possibly known without supernatural insight from God, was given to Joseph, that Herod was seeking to destroy the child. But then the Lord also gave him a word of wisdom, how he was to escape this plot by fleeing with his family to Egypt. The angel told him to take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt until those who would seek his life were dead. That was a word of wisdom given to Joseph in a dream. And then in Acts chapter 16, we see Paul the apostle. He had a dream, or it's often referred to as a night vision, where a man from Macedonia was calling for him to come over here and help him. This was a word of wisdom about God's will and future direction for Paul. Paul wasn't on his way to Macedonia until he got that dream. That dream gave him a word of wisdom or a revelation from God about God's plans, purposes, and will for his life. So as a result of that word of wisdom, Paul got up and told his companions, "We need to go to Macedonia," and he began to preach the gospel. That was a word of wisdom. Now, many Bible scholars consider the word of wisdom to be the greatest of all the spiritual gifts because it reveals the will and the plan and the purposes of God. And certainly, it is a most outstanding gift. And we are told in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, "Earnestly desire the best gifts." And this certainly is a gift, the word of wisdom, to be desired, to be prayed for, to be sought after, to seek God for. And we can do that as we're encouraged to seek and to desire the spiritual gifts. But I want to give you a very compelling example, which I have just come across that I feel is very timely for us. God wants the word of wisdom operating in the lives of Christians today, and I want to give you an example that I recently read that touched my heart deeply, but it, to me, was an excellent example of the Holy Spirit giving a word of wisdom in a moment of great need to a young man that literally saved his life. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the horrific tragedy of Columbine High School that occurred just a few years ago, where two young men with guns and bombs went into that school and killed a total of 13 people and wounded many others. The parents of one of the young girls who was murdered during this wicked rampage, the parents of Rachel Scott, wrote a book called Rachel's Tears. And in that book, they told the story about how their son, Craig, who was also a high school student there, was in the library when the two shooters came in and began to start attacking with their guns the people in that library. This young man, Craig Scott, threw himself on the floor, as all the other students did as well, and happened to be in a position where both the young men on his right side and the young man on his left side were both shot by the two murderers. He, however, laid there quietly pretending to be dead and was not killed by the shooters. As the two shooters left and went out into the hallway of the high school, the young man, whose name was Craig, prayed to God for both wisdom and him to take the fear that he was feeling away and to give him courage. And the writers of this book recount the story this way. Craig asked God for two things. First, he prayed for God to take away his fear, and second, he asked for courage. He felt God immediately answer his prayer, and his fear suddenly disappeared. He heard what he believed to be God's voice instructing him what to do next. And I believe what you're about to hear was a word of wisdom from God for the moment. He was to get up and get out and take everyone with him. The kids were paralyzed with fear. Most of them were too afraid to move a muscle or say a word. Craig started rousing them, saying, "Come on, let's get out of here." One young lady who had been shot in the shoulder cried out weakly, "Please, please help me." Craig helped her get up, and with the other surviving students, they made their way out of a side exit door before the shooters re-entered the library, intent on claiming more victims. Now, I believe that that young man got a word of wisdom from God, and it was a life-saving word. It was revelation of the purpose and the plan of God, the will of God, and how to have wisdom in a moment of a crisis. This saved his life and the life of others. God wants the gifts of the Spirit operating in the church today. Be one who seeks those gifts out. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.